learning to tone down my manner of expression was more difficult. In Russia, it is good to show one's emotional involvement in everything one does. The strong expressions I use sometimes met with silence or disapproving looks, which would make me understand that I had said too much. In describing my impressions of films I watched, I dwelt too much on what exactly I felt at different moments. I noticed that this way of mine, which was perfectly acceptable in Russia, would be perceived as unusual among Australians who use fewer words when talking about their emotions.